Gold is often used in the construction of computers and organs and other sophisticated instruments. Nothing is better for the contact points on the electrical switches. God also used gold to get a message across in Old Testament times. In the worship place, he designed the temple. Gold covered the candlesticks, which portrayed the Christ to come as the light of the world. Gold covered the small table on which loaves of fresh bread were displayed daily, symbolizing the Savior promised as the bread of life. But most importantly, the central message of this worship center, as portrayed in the Ark of the Covenant, was a message conveyed in gold. The Ark was a golden box, its lid covered with beaten gold. On that lid, two golden angels knelt, their gold wingtips touching over its midpoint, the mercy seat. Here the blood of bulls and goats was sprinkled on the great day of atonement, pointing ahead to that great day when Jesus, the Christ of God, would offer himself in bloody sacrifice to make atonement for the sin of all mankind. When gold conveys this message, its value is far beyond any price on the securities exchange.